I will tell you about the how the hours are formed and how the blue jays are formed. So that's the introduction of the story. There was a young man and his young wife were camping out hunting, and they live in what they call wiglachs. Wiglachs means they made a little shelter of the boughs of the tree, like the spruce tree or balsam tree. And they had along with them the wife's mother, and she's aged, and the wife of the man went out every day to hunt beavers, and his wife really likes the beaver intestine, and whenever her husband comes home, he dressed the beaver, skinned the beaver, and cut the intestine out and clean it and boil it, because his wife really likes to eat the beaver intestine. After it's cooked, you put them in a dish and set it before her, and she eats. And this is what they did every day. The man come home with a beaver, cook the same thing in the first place and set it before her. And one time the mother said, daughter, she said, it was cold behind me, you should get some boughs off the tree and cover it. Then the young lady went out and chopped the boughs off the tree, and she doesn't know that she started chopping off the bottom and go up until she got stuck at the top of the large tree, and she just sat there, she didn't say anything. She should start at the top and chop off the boughs, but instead she start at the bottom. And when her husband comes home, and before the husband comes home, the old lady washed her face and really cleaned herself up and washed her hair and make a ponytail. And when the husband comes home, he did the same thing, and he after he finished cooking, he said it before. He think it was his wife sitting there. He didn't notice what happened. And but when she started to eat, the man heard her eating. You could tell when anyone eats without their teeth. That's what we call smut. Just making a noise while she's eating, because she got no teeth. And then the owl talks outside, whoop, 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 whoop. Nam hada ini sudah na al kamil menjadi lakukan. Then the man got a stick to hit the old lady. But a blue jay went out, flying out. You hear how the blue jay talks when she's very mad after travelers in the woods. Light blue at the belly and dark blue at the back and black on his head till it gets to the neck. And you could see the blue's ponytail. So that's what I used to tell the white people of Kisan, that not the white men show us the ponytail. They had ponytail thousands of years ago. Like the loons, the transplanting of the loons. So after that, the husband went out after the mother fly out, turned into a blue jay, and the husband went out and looked on the top of the tree, and there was his wife already turned into an owl, and he stood at the foot of the tree. I believe they are not alone. There must have been neighbors that sees what's going on. That's how the story is related to one generation after the other. And the owl fly and sat on another tree, and the man walks over there and stands at the foot of the tree. This which he did for, they didn't say how long, but always they recorded is that he turned into an owl after that, what happened to his family. And that's how the owls form and when the so that's the end of the story of how the owl formed, and I will tell you how the owl talks our language. You could still hear it in today. Just listen closely, and the owl says, "Kut kutuluk, kutuluk shut." That means move back of his head, someone to move around the back of his head. And in another way, the owl would say, that's why an elderly man of the frog tribe composed a song about the owl. He said the owl used to say, and in another time, when grandmother lived at grandfather's ranch across the sportsman's lodge, and their house, frame house, when I was small, stood just at the edge of the water, but somebody burned the house down. And it's about toward dusk when grandmother heard that the owl spoke English, and she was really surprised. She didn't laugh about the owl. And so that's how the owls and the blue jays formed. I will tell about the raven and the grouse and their family, the raven's wife and the grouse's wife, and they live in a camp, and they both got their families with them. And the grouse went out to hunt. He got his bow and arrow. And he met a stranger that was very, very cruel and mean. Who you got Kudustai? That Kudustai means small grouse. And the grouse answered, "Oh, it's my own bow, what brother, that means what, it's my own bow." "And whose arrow you got?" "Oh, it's my own arrow, brother," he said, "it's my own." And after that he pointed toward a great big tree, that's where the bear's den is, and the little grouse went there and he killed the bear and cut the intestines out and wrapped it up with some boughs of a tree and come pack it and come home. And his wife got up and cooked the intestine of the bear and his family all eat, and the raven and his family camp across the fire. They got nothing to eat. So the raven went out the next day and he met the same cruel stranger that talks really rough. Whose bow and arrow you got, raven? And raven got mad too. It's my bow and arrow. It's my bow and arrow. Whose bow you will get if you are a man? Oh yes, the stranger said, just go your way. Then the raven went and he got nothing until it's dark. So he walked below the mountains. On his way home, he cut open his side and pulled out his intestines and bring wrap them up with the boughs of tree, like the spruce or yak pine or balsam, and come home. And his wife cooked the intestine, started to cook it. And the raven felt the pain when the pot begins to get hot. Don't make it too hot. Don't make it too hot, he said. But his wife kept on cooking it. And then the raven flied out. As you heard how the raven talks, and he said, it's my own intestine, it's my own intestine, and he left. So today they said the raven got no intestine. I don't know how they get along, but when I was young, there was a man, there were many stores in our village when I was young, And there was a man from, I think he's from Kitchikitla, his name is Fred Hart, and his niece lived with him. And his Indian name is without an intestine. So the Indians had it as for a name, Indian name. But I had it. And that means no intestine. And it's a short story, but it means a lot to both old and young people, because you see how you heard how the grouse really humbled himself when he met a supernatural man that will show him where the bear that he will kill. How he humbles himself, and the man showed him and helped him. But when Papa's turn came, he got so mad, he just, I have seen how the old people stood when they got mad, they just like as if they were dancing. That's how Fahak is when he argues with the stranger. So that's how the story is. That's why the people of the people in the ancient time are very wise, because they hear the story, they really listen, and all the meaning of it. So that's the end of both the raven and the grouse.
Also, July 17th, 1988, interviewing Claire Harris. What was your birthday to birthday?
March 17th, 1911.
What was your birthday?
March 17th.
No, where were you born?
Where? 1911, in Kitchikitla.
What clan do you belong to?
Why are we?
What's your chief name?
My first name is, if I'm not, my child name. And then after I got my monthly sick, and they put up a feast, and they give me another two names, Amaranao and Ashtar. That's the third name I got. And then after, they give me my grandmother's name when she goes to the U. I forgot Lula. Lula.
Could you tell me some of your childhood memories?
What I was doing when I'm a child, like a teenager. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary is my friend. That's what I talked to her all this afternoon. Yeah. How we are. She's the only one that I was playing with dolls and all, something like that. And until we grow up, that's what we've been doing. We work for the sisterhood here and there, and they call the old people call this first one we work the ladies' aid. We're taking over from old people's what they're doing. So I don't know how many months or how many years we're going with that business. And after they go to change and they put us to run the sisterhood. So me and her, Mary and Elsie Jeffrey, go around some village and go to Indian office in town. And by the time we're thinking about the Woodstock, they was doing too much every day up there. So we think about it, because some of our school kids miss too many hours and listen to them.
Mm.
And that's what we told them. And they told us what time when they go together in the same place. So we did tell them, and they come around and drop all the outfits. And someone that really fast to go out and hide the stuff at the beach. That's what I hear.
Did your mom tell you?
No, she didn't.
What did she do? UCW, that's what they call them. Women's now at the United States, they run it. And whatever we want to do, and we have to call some members, and we talk about what we have to do, and get some cake, pie, everything. And we have it in the hall or outside in summertime. And we make good money, so this is same with that sisterhood we work. And now what else? I forgot what we're doing.
What kind of entertainment did you guys do in the old days?
Sometimes we have to put up a mask, what you call it, a matrix. And all the young ladies enjoy it, and they dress different and dress in like a man. And we have to make some money for